Paramahansas are exalted persons who have no taste for material enjoyment and who drink the honey of the Lord's lotus feet. My dear servants, bring to me for punishment only persons who are averse to the taste of that honey, who do not associate with Paramahansas, and who are attached to family life and worldly enjoyment, which form the path to hell. Purport. After warning the Yamadutas not to approach the devotees, Yamaraj now indicates who is to be brought before him. He specifically advises the Yamadutas to bring him the materialistic persons who are attached to household life merely for sex. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Yan maitunadi grihamedhi sukham hituchcham. People are attached to household life for sex only. They are always harassed in many ways by their material engagements, and their only happiness is that after working very hard all day, at night they sleep and indulge in sex. Nidraya hriyate naktam vyavayena chavavayaha. At night, materialistic householders sleep or indulge in sex life. Diva charte haya rajan kutumba bharanena ba. During the day, they are busy trying to find out where money is, and if they get money, they spend it to maintain their families. Yamaraj specifically advises his servants to bring these persons to him for punishment and not to bring the devotees who always lick the honey at the lotus feet of the Lord, who are equal to everyone and who try to preach Krishna consciousness because of sympathy for all living entities. Devotees are not liable to punishment by Yamaraj, but persons who have no information of Krishna consciousness cannot be protected by their material life of so-called family enjoyment. Srimad Bhagavatam says, Deha pachya kalatradishvatma sanyeshva satsvapi tesham pramatto nidhanam pashyannapi napashyati. Such persons complacently believe that their nations, communities, or families can protect them, unaware that all such fallible soldiers will be destroyed in due course of time. In conclusion, one should try to associate with persons who engage in devotional service 24 hours a day. Om Agnati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Miditam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mahyam Tathati Shrapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jatapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Shagrajatam Shahagana Raganatan Vitam Stam Sadivam Sadvaitam Shavadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radhat Kantana Mostute Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Brindavaneshari Brishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hori Priye Vansha kopitarubhyascha kripa sindhobhyayevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vashadi Gaur Bhakta Brinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Tan anayadvam masato vimukhan mukunda, pararavinda makaranda rasada jasram, niskinchanai paramahamsa kulair asanghai, jushtad grihe nirayavartmani baddha trishtan. So the paramahamsa kulai are described, kula means family. Or paramhansa kul, or community, really. The community of paramhansas. Otherwise, kula is understood in terms of family, dynasty. But kula, paramhansa kula, those who belong to Krishna's family, those who are the most exalted persons who take the essence of everything. Niskinchanai, who have no interest in accumulating anything material. Kinchit, niskinchit, kinchit, something. And niskinchit, nothing. They're not interested in anything material. Niskinchana. And asanga, they're free from material attachment, free from association, free from association with materialistic persons, free from association with the modes of material nature, free from association, the association of senses and sense objects. Asanga, asanga hiyam purusha, they're in their natural position of detachment from material nature, the natural position of the living being. Niskinchana, paramahamsa, kulai, asangai. And that's what they're free from. And positively, mukunda padaravinda makarad rasad, ajasram. They're always drinking the nectar, makaranda, the honey, from Mukunda Padaravinda, from the lotus feet of Krishna. The flowers are supposed to have honey, so the lotus flower will have very sweet nectar. So the lotus feet of Mukunda, the giver of liberation, how does one get free from material attachment? By the grace of Mukunda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Well, the devotees, the paramhamsas, always want to drink the honey from the lotus feet of Krishna. The honey of devotional service, the honey of hearing and chanting about Krishna, the honey of remembering Krishna's name, form, qualities, and pastimes. Mukunda Padaravinda, Padaravinda, not something impersonal, but Mukunda Padaravinda Makaranda, the honey which is coming from the lotus feet of the Personality of Godhead. That honey they want to drink always. Well, such persons are not within the jurisdiction of Yamaraj because they're devotees, and Yamaraj has already said to his messengers, don't bring devotees down here. But there are some candidates. Asato vimukhan. Asato means those who are asat. Asat means bad. Asat means those who are attached to the temporary. Asat means temporary. Asat means bad. Asat means non-existent, asata, those who are attached to that which is non-existent, illusion, those persons. Vimukhan means Those who turn their faces away from Krishna. Mukha means face. Vimukha chetasa. Vimukh means turning away. Those who turn toward Krishna are turning away from maya, away from sinful activities, away from the project of trying to dominate material nature. Those persons should not be brought. But the persons who are vimukha, against Krishna consciousness, opposed to Krishna consciousness, averse to Krishna consciousness, those who've turned away from Krishna, vimukha chetasa indriyarta, for the sake of sense gratification, maya sukhaya baramudvahato vimudhan, those fools who've made a great civilization for illusory happiness, those persons bring them. Anayadvam, bring them. Tan anayadvam asato vimukhan mukunda padaravinda makaranda rasad ajasram niskinchanai panamaham sakulayar sangai drushtad grehe nirayavartmani baddhatrishnan nirayavartmani samsara, mrityu samsara vartmini. The vartma means path. And nira, niraya, the path to hell, the path to degradation, the path down. Niraya vartma. Who is on the path to hellish life? Baddhatrishnan, those whose desires are bound to material things, those who are full of material desires. Grehe niriyavartmani. Who are interested in householder life for sense enjoyment. Striya pumsa maituni bhavameta. Tayor mitto hridya grantamahu. Ta griha kshetra sutapta vittair. Janasya moho yam mahamameti. This attraction between male and female is the basic principle of material existence. When male and female unite, then the tight knot in the heart becomes still tighter. Then they become preoccupied with home, property, griha kshetra sutta, children, relatives, and money. And under this illusion, they're thinking, this is mine, and I'm this body. They're the persons. They're the persons who are on the path of hellish life. Baddhatrishnan, with these desires bound to material enjoyment. It's not very much encouraged to, not at all encouraged, to pursue sense gratification in this material world. Kamasya na indriya priti. One shouldn't try to make the senses happy. That's not one's mission in life, to please the senses, to get votes from the senses. Yes, we're happy. Vote of thanks. The senses will never be satisfied anyway. And by trying to satisfy the senses, one becomes degraded, like the animals. You go to Vrindavan, the monkeys are always at it, trying to satisfy the senses, trying to satisfy the senses, trying to satisfy the senses. Are they considered very exalted for that business? Of course, they're Vrindavan monkeys, so they're given some credit. But simply to be pursuing the gratification of the senses is the business of the animals. Animal life, pure and simple, that's animal life. That's what the animals are interested in. Eating, sleeping, sex, and fighting over eating, sleeping, and sex. So human life is not meant for that. Kamasya na indriya pritir. Labo jiveta yavata. The senses need some gratification, but just enough to keep them in business. Enough to keep them working, enough to keep them, to keep body and soul together. And for what? Jivasya tattva, jigyasa, for inquiring about spiritual realization. Na artaya cha iha karma bi. That should be the only purpose for which we're working in this material world. That's the purpose. So the devotees have that purpose. They're trying to inquire about Krishna consciousness. They're trying to engage in their eternal function of devotional service. Sometimes they get married, but that's only for the service of Krishna. That's their purpose. That, all right, the senses have some demands, so let's meet those demands minimally. What the minimum is may differ from person to person, but the goal is minimal. Only what's required to keep things going. Otherwise, one becomes bewildered by Maya. Let's increase. And be happy and comfortable and secure. There's no security. Deha patcha kalachadishu. Atma sanyeshu asatsvapi. This is how the bewildered person thinks. They think atma sanya. This is my army. These are the people who will protect me. Who is that? Deha, my body. It's become quite fashionable now, martial arts. People are doing all sorts of things to develop physical power. As if that physical power could actually protect them from the onslaught of death. You study your kung fu or tai chi or whatever it may be, and one lorry going in your direction, or one bout of pneumonia, or one whatever Krishna wants to throw at you, and you're finished. In spite of your black belt or your whatever level of certification you may have, it's useless. The body is not the means for protecting us from death. The body is the vehicle for delivering death. Of course, the body becomes the means of getting free from death when we use the body in Krishna's service. Otherwise, the body itself, as it's usually engaged, is the means. Actually, the body is the means, is the cause of death. And the devotees pull a trick. They use the body for getting out of material existence. Like those prison movies where they take the truck that's meant for delivering goods to the prison and they drive it through the wall or something like that. It's not meant for, from the prison point of view, its usual function is maybe to deliver prisoners to the jail or to do something else. But they take that same truck and they drive it out. So something like that. The body which is meant for birth and death, which is the very cause of birth and death, the devotees use in Krishna's service, and in that way get free from birth and death. Hare Krishna. They use the same body, which is the cause of trouble. That's mentioned in Bhagavatam as the logic of taking out a thorn with a thorn. Somebody has a thorn in his foot, and so he finds another thorn and uses it to extract the first thorn. So we use this body to get free from the body. That's the strategy of the devotees. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam. To engage the senses for the service of the master of the senses, not for our own, not for any other purpose. What is that? Neha yas karma. What is that? Jivasya tattva jigyasa. Narto yas jeha karma bi. Not for any other purpose. So the fools think my body will protect me, or my relatives will protect me, or kalatra adishu, my wife, and so on. And so on means from the wife we get children and in-laws. And one is thinking, these are all my source of security. But asatsuopi, they're all destined to die. They're all fallible. But one doesn't see this, although one sees that everywhere people's husbands are dying, people's wives are dying, people's parents are dying, everyone is dying. But although he sees it, he doesn't see it. Pashyanapi na pashyati. Why doesn't he see it? Tesham pramatta nintanam, because he's crazy. Pramatta, exceedingly crazy. Prav means pratishtha, exceedingly crazy. Mad. Being mad, one thinks that because I've got my family, because I've got my this, I've got my that, I've got my... I drive in a Volvo rather than a Volkswagen, and so I'm safe. What's safe? There's no safety in the material world. But being mad, one thinks that by some means, this means, that means, I'll be safe. I'll have a health plan, I'll have a medical insurance. No. The only thing that's sure is that you'll die. That's sure. All right, and if you're insured, then it's insured that after you die, your family will get some money, which does nothing for you. It may solve temporarily some problem they have, but it doesn't solve any problem that you have. Maybe it solves a problem you used to have. But you're on your way to your next set of problems, and the insurance company is not going to send you anything except an invitation to do it all over again. They'll find you, you take your birth again, and if you take birth in human society, the insurance company will send you the same offer they gave you last time. Puna punas charvata charvanana. Hare Krishna. So one is strongly recommended not to get involved in this, not to be bewildered, not to be fooled by the material energy, and think that the honey to be tasted is found in the association of man and woman. That kind of honey is not the honey. Even it's there's an endearment, the wife or husband, they call one another honey. So if we're attached to that honey, then we'll miss the real honey. Mukunda Padara Vinda Makaranda. The real honey is to be found at the lotus feet of Krishna. And when both husband and wife are after that honey, then they're freed from the supposed sweet relationship of bondage to matter and material association. Very strongly, Yamraj is advising those who've made their whole business, Grihavratana, those who've sworn to enjoy material life and family comfort, bring them. They're the right people to bring to Yamraj, because they're wasting their human form of life, misusing, abusing the human form of life. It's given for self-realization, and they're using it to live like animals. So those people, bring them. That will be right. But the devotees of the Lord who are engaged in chanting Hare Krishna and engaged in tasting the honey of devotional service, those persons, don't go near them, don't bring them to me, Yamraj, because they're not meant for coming here. Padam padam, padam padam yadvi padam natesham. This whole material world is not for them. Their place is Vaikuntha, the place where there's no anxiety, where they can always be engaged in tasting the honey from the lotus feet of the Lord.